The Great Lakes Environmental Alliance has an environmental march and rally coming up on Saturday. It's going to be at, I believe, at Pine Grove Park. On the line to tell us a little bit more about what he'll be speaking on there from Beyond Nuclear is Kevin Camps. Kevin, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. So what are you going to be talking about on Saturday?
Yeah, we have a march and a rally. The march starts at 12 noon at the Flag Plaza under the Blue Water Bridge, Thomas Edison Parkway. And then we're going to follow the St. Clair River south to Prospect Place. And we're going to have the rally itself from 1 to 5 at Pine Grove Park. Well, I've been asked to speak about three different issues that are very critical right now in the Great Lakes Basin. One is the Ontario Power Generation dump site at Kincardine, the Bruce Nuclear Generating Station. We call it the DUD, the Deep Underground Dump. They call it the Deep Geologic Repository. So we've been talking about that for years now, but we're coming to another head with that issue. We've also got potential for highly radioactive liquid waste truck shipments coming across the Blue Water Bridge. This is a new issue, and we just filed a lawsuit last Friday. And then the final issue is the money grabs, the bailouts that the nuclear power industry is after all across the country, including in Michigan and Ontario.
Let's back up a little bit and talk about that first issue, the low-level nuclear waste to be buried near the shores of Lake Huron in Kincardine. What's the status of that proposal right now?
Yeah, what we call the DUD number one, because there's so many different proposals they're throwing against the wall to see what sticks. That first one, like you said, is low and intermediate level radioactive waste from across Ontario, 20 reactors. And that one has been postponed, delayed until the end of the year when OPG will submit information requested by the Environment Minister of Canada. And they're showing their true colors. They're doing a fictitious study of another site elsewhere in the province in a granite formation instead of water-soluble limestone, like on the Lake Huron shoreline. But they're not looking at a real place. They're making it up. It's all theoretical. And also just how quickly they're responding. The request for additional information was made in February, and they are only taking less than a year to do this additional study. It took them over a decade to look at the Kincardine site, so they're just going through the motions.
This is a proposal that just seems to not want to die. It seems like every time that we think that there's good news, it's not going to happen, something else comes along.
Yeah, Ontario Power Generation runs the province in more ways than one. I mean, the province owns the utility, but the utility, it's the tail wags the dog. They act as if they own the province, and they feel that they own this site, even though it's soggy, you know, Ojibwe Nation territory. So we've got a big fight on our hands. Luckily, we've got elected officials from not just Michigan, but across the Great Lakes Basin on the U.S. side who have stepped up to the fight. We have Congressman Kildee. We have both U.S. senators from Michigan. And it is bipartisan. We also have Candace Miller, and we have Republicans in the Senate, like Mark Kirk from Illinois, who have stepped up to protect the Great Lakes against this radioactive waste dump.
What's this other proposal to bring radioactive waste across the border to a dumping site in South Carolina?
This is an unprecedented risk. This is liquid, highly radioactive waste that would be transported by 150 truck shipments over a few years period. And the material would be transported from Chalk River Laboratory in near Ottawa all the way down to Savannah River site in South Carolina. So it would go through numerous states. The most direct route for these risky truck shipments is New York State. But the Department of Energy has indicated it will vary and diversify the routes for security reasons. That very well could see shipments coming through Michigan,
sure,
across the border at places like the Blue Water Bridge.
Big concern indeed. So you'll be talking about this on Saturday at the march and the rally at Pine Grove Park. It gets underway at noon at the Flag Plaza. Is that right?
That's right. And then we march down, and the rally starts at Pine Grove Park at 1 o'clock. And we've got other great speakers. We have Leanne Walters, the Flint mom who helped expose the lead poisoning of the children. We've got speakers from Save Our Saugeen Shores on the Great Lakes shoreline in Ontario, Michigan Cleanup, Our Riverbanks, Save Lake St. Clair, Bike Line 5. So we're going to have a great lineup, including some music, music from the Little Big Band.
All right. Well, Kevin, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it very much. Hope the weather's good for you on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to have a great turnout just like we did last year. And I tell you, last year's rally made a big difference. It really energized the campaign against the DGR, the Deep Geologic Repository. And we look for a repeat performance this year.
All right. Kevin, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.